Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to Shiar Jashub, a Bible study program brought to you by the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will be listening to another installment in my husband's series on the Book of Romans. Bible teacher and author, Pastor Greg Scalzo, has been going line by line through the first chapter of Romans and had just completed verse 27 when we left off. In these ending verses of chapter 1, the Apostle Paul highlights the downward spiral of the nations away from God and the progression of mankind from knowledge of God to foolishness, worshiping the creation and exchanging the truth of God for the lie as their hearts become dark and their thoughts futile. Before we return to the message, let me remind you of our church website at shiarjashub.org. You will find not only these radio broadcasts, but a library of our live stream videos featuring the powerful sermons by Pastor Greg and Dr. Francis David Scalzo. That site again is shiarjashub.org. Let's go right back into the Sunday message.
Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. See again, their choice, right? Their free will. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, then God has a say in it. He gives them over. You want that? I'll give you over to it so that even the natural common sense, the natural things that we take for granted from God goes away. Even the softness he gives us as little children goes away and the heart becomes harder and harder. He gave them over to vile passions. He gives them over here in verse 28. We've had it verse 24, verse 26, verse 28. God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. They will, their free will, they will not retain the knowledge of God. It's not part of their knowledge. You know, you think of the universities today and you have all different departments, all different, you have divisions on of different areas of study, of history, of chemistry, of biology, of English. You'll have sub-departments. You'll have volumes upon volumes of knowledge. And all those volumes of knowledge, and God is not part of that knowledge. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge base. You think about Harvard and Princeton and Yale. They had it, right? That was the foundation of their knowledge base. But they haven't retained it. They don't like the idea of retaining it. They did not like to retain, literally, and even as they rejected after trial. That word there, words that mean do not like to retain, come from to test. They tested God at first, and then they turned aside. They did not like to retain. They don't want to keep it. They tested him. They don't want him. Right? Free will. So God, if they do that, then. If then is very important to this whole idea of how predestination works out in the book of Romans. If they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, then what does God do? God gave them over to a debased mind, a reprobate mind, a worthless mind, a dokimos, not standing the test, disapproved, rejected. Worthless, by implication, morally, depraved. Now, they tested God, well, God gives them over to a mind that can't pass the test. He gives them over to a mind that cannot pass the test so much that it's worthless. He gives them over to a debased, reprobate, NIV says, a depraved mind to do those things which are not fitting. What ought not to be done, the NIV says. Not proper, another translation says, to do those things that are not suitable, not fitting. So they just kind of go that way, even though common sense might say, hey, I may want to do this, but I shouldn't do it. I'll have a consequence to bear. Their minds become so worthless that they're just handed over, and their hearts become even harder. They rejected God, and God rejected them and their mental attitude, and he gives them over. His choice, his election. Verse 29. And in verses 29 to 32, what a list of that which is not fitting. In the New King James, you have like a semicolon here, to do those things which are not fitting, semicolon. Then you have the list. The list is given in 29 and 30 and 31 and part of 32. You see that slide down of mankind. Verse 29, being filled with all, every kind of unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness or evilness, covetousness or greed, maliciousness or malice, full of envy, full of murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers or gossipers, backbiters, verse 30, or slanderers, haters of God. They don't just pay no attention to him. Think about it. And all these things you hear about Christians and Christian people and Jesus Christ, the Bible and the media, they're not just neutral. What do you pick up when they see someone that's a Christian? If they're a political figure, if they're a preacher, what do you pick up? They hate them. It's not even like a neutral, well, I don't believe that. You believe that, but I don't believe it. No. As you go down the slide, that's not enough. There's a hatred for Christians. There's a hatred for God. They're God haters. Haters of God, violent. This is what comes into a pagan society, right? As you push God away, this floods in. Violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. They sit around thinking how they can do evil things. Disobedient to parents. Undiscerning or without understanding. Senseless. Untrustworthy. Unloving. Unforgiving. Unmerciful. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, see, on their one surface, they don't know, they become fools, but deep down, they know. Knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things, what a list, are deserving of death, not only do the same, not only do they do it for themselves, that's not enough, but also approve of those who practice them. They encourage others. They got to reach that next generation and get them to sin also. They got to lift up people who are sinning greater than them. They encourage. They're not just trapped in their sins. They, as they slide down this paganism, they willfully want to sin and they want to encourage everyone else to do the same. And they hate God and they hate those that speak the truth because they have exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And they're worshiping the creature, they're worshiping themselves, and they have no place of giving thanks to God. What a list. Look at that list. The slide down of the deep paganism apart from God. Does it sound familiar? Is there anything in that list that sounds like some of the things going on today? You know, you compare that list to 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And Paul speaks about the last days. 2 Timothy 3, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of the good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying his power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins and led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Sounds very similar, right? We can go almost word for word and find the section correlation between 2 Timothy and Romans chapter 1. Well, guess what? The paganism that Paul had to confront, that those Jewish believers in Jesus Christ had to confront in the Gentile world, in the last days, what comes back? Paganism, heathenism, pours back in as again mankind says no to God. Does it sound familiar? What a summary of mankind. But look for a moment. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And Paul states very clearly, do you not know in verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Fact, right? The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. Fact. Do you not know, 1 Corinthians 6, 9, that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? He says, do not be deceived. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals. The word there is a word for a catamite. It's interesting, in the Bible, Paul makes a distinction between two types of homosexuals. The first is a catamite, or the King James will say an effeminate, those that submit. And then he says, nor sodomites. The King James says abusers. Other translations will say male homosexuals. Two roles being played. Nor adulterers, nor catamites, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Straightforward fact. Statement of fact. Cannot inherit. But then you have verse 11. And it's important to understand verse 11 when you discuss the slide down of paganism, that they are without excuse. He says, and such were some of you. He's talking to the people in the church of Corinth. Corinth was a very immoral place. He says, such were some of you, but you were what? You were washed.
We'll continue the message in our next broadcast. You can rehear this program and hundreds of other radio programs on our church website at shiarjashub.org. Serious times require serious Bible study. And on shiarjashub.org, you will find libraries of audio and video programs, information about our church and our pastors, time and place of our services and Bible studies, articles, blogs, and special offers to help you in your walk with Jesus. Current sermons include studies on foundational Christianity, last day events, and an overview of the books of the Bible. On the website, you will also have the ability to donate to the ministry of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle on a secure page. You will also find links to the Heavenly Authority series and Roman series on Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. And of course, there are links to our 10:30 a.m. live stream of the Sunday service on YouTube and X.com. Our service starts at 10 a.m. with worship, and then we go live for the message and the Lord's Supper. These videos are left up on YouTube, X.com, and then posted as well on Rumble.com and the church website. And that website again is shiarjashub.org. And you can always check Isaiah 7, verse 3, for the spelling of Shiar Jashub.